Now, Ben and Dave are about to hit the road for this week's Kitchen Science in Dave's car. Now, this is the ideal experiment for you to do if you happen to find yourself on the way to a party with a helium balloon, because all you need is a car and a helium balloon.
For this week's Kitchen Science, I'm not, in fact, in a kitchen. I'm actually in Dave Ansell's car. I haven't stolen it. I am actually here with Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Ben.
And we've come to a fairly deserted park and ride in Cambridge. Now, obviously, should you ever wish to do any science experiments in your car, it would be wise to do it somewhere where you're not going to run into anything or hurt anyone. Wouldn't you agree, Dave?
Yeah, if you get distracted by the science, you don't want to hit anything expensive.
Now, I can see that Dave has a bright purple helium-filled balloon with you. Are you going to a party?
Not immediately, I'm afraid, no. It's a really quite nice effect you can get with a helium balloon in a car.
So what do we plan to do then, Dave?
Well, if you're ever in a car with a helium balloon, this is something you can look out for. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to have the helium balloon tied onto a piece of string floating away gently. Then we're going to accelerate the car and then brake it and see what happens to the helium balloon.
So it's really as simple as getting a helium-filled balloon inside the passenger compartment of your car, perhaps tied to the handbrake or something like that, accelerate a bit and then brake. And that's supposed to show us something special?
That's the idea, yeah. If anyone has any idea what it might be, give us a call.
OK, well, do let us know if you think what unusual thing you might see with a helium balloon in a car as it accelerates and then brakes. But we will come back to you later on in the show.
Right, well, obviously, your safety comes first, dear listeners out there. So please only do this if you can drive a car and not distract the driver at the same time. But next time you find yourself in a car with a helium balloon, or go out and buy one specially, hold the string with the balloon inside the car as so it's floating freely in the passenger compartment, not in front of the driver, please. And watch what happens when you accelerate, brake and even go around corners. Ben and Dave will be back a bit later on to let us know what happens for them. But if you think you know what might happen, or if you have any questions or comments at all, then do get in touch. The email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Have you ever tried it, Helen, driving around with a helium balloon in your car?
No.
It's really good. It's really good. It's a very, oh, really? Very, it's really interesting and totally, totally blows you away.
I've never even thought of it, but I will definitely be trying
next
time.
Hopefully some people out there will give it a go.
It does sound absolutely brilliant.